Good morning and welcome to Green Tea Conversations, a radio show that delves into the pages of Natural Awakenings magazine to bring you the local experts who share their progressive ideas and the latest information and insights needed so you can lead your best life. I'm your host, Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine, and I'm honored to bring these experts to you. Today, our guest is Virginia Cooper, the new coordinator of the Women in Spirituality Conference, which takes place September 20th through the 22nd in Rochester. Welcome to the show, Virginia.
Hi, Candy. Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
I'm so glad you're with us today and to be talking about something as wonderful as the Women in Spirituality Conference. So for people who've never heard of it before, give us an idea, what is the Women in Spirituality Conference?
Well, that's a big question, but it is a full weekend of workshops and performances and opportunities to come together with other like-minded women to learn about different faiths and spiritual paths and healing opportunities and all kinds of wonderful things.
And so today, during this interview, we're going to talk about all the different things that take place. But before we get into that, I want to know, so the Women in Spirituality Conference has been around for almost four decades. It's been around since when?
38 years.
38 years.
This is
1981?
1981. 1981 was the first year, and it started in Mankato, Minnesota, by a group of women who were affiliated with a couple local churches who wanted to broaden their understanding of diverse spiritual paths. And so they partnered together with the Mankato State University and their women's studies department, and then created the first conference. The first year was very small. They only had three or four speakers, one speaker at a time. And I'm not sure how well attended, how many women came, but it was such a great beginning. They decided to keep going. And so 38 years, we're still alive and well.
And it's one of the largest women in spirituality conferences around.
I think so, yeah, in the whole Midwest. Yep.
Oh, definitely. My goodness.
Yeah.
So how many people do you generally, what are you expecting to get as far as attendance goes?
Right. Well, and from year to year, you never know. It's been an interesting journey through the years. Like I say, in the very beginning, I don't know how many they had, but some years they'd have only a couple hundred. And then I think in the late 1980s to early 90s, they were having 1,000 to 1,200 women coming.
Oh my
so
goodness.
We would love to get back to those kind of attendance numbers. Last year, we had about a little over 700 women come. So, of course, this year, we're hoping to have a few more than that. So, yeah.
That's still really powerful. I mean, that is a lot of women coming together at a time. And you can see why it would change over the years. You know, there's so many more opportunities for us to get together now than there was maybe in the early 90s, late 80s, in that type of topics.
Right.
So, and now we're seeing more and more of that. So to have 700 people come during a weekend is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I think in these times too, with the advent of social media, it's really easy to stay home and to say, well, I can get this wisdom and this knowledge from, I'm looking at on Facebook. I'm looking at, different things on following blogs on the internet and learning from people. And, we recognize that. But also value the opportunity to come together in person. And I think after, so many years we've had now of Facebook and social media and things, women are really hungry for real contact. We're hungry to come together and be in person and actually have actual conversations instead of living, a virtual life.
Yes, really coming together and connecting in a deep way.
Exactly.
So I had the honor of being there last year and exhibiting at and also presenting at last year's conference, which was really cool, really a great opportunity. And I did, that was something that I heard over and over and over again. And I think that's something that, like you said, we are seeing now. People have disconnected in such a big way. Right. And now there's such a shift that's happening where you're seeing people wanting to come back together.
Exactly.
Not only women, right. But this is a great opportunity for women to get together.
Exactly.
And really be able to learn. Yeah. So you... this is your first year of actually coordinating the event.
It is. It is. It's been a very exciting challenge. It has.
Yeah. It's a nice way.
It is. Now, my role started with the conference. The first year I attended was in 1986. And I had heard about it from a friend of mine who had a booth there selling these beautiful earrings that she made. And she said, oh, you know, such a neat event. You've got to come. You know, because, of course, we have workshops and a big vendor hall. So she says, you've got to come and you can take workshops and you can buy cool stuff in the vendor hall. So I went and brought some girlfriends along and just absolutely fell in love with it back then. And so through the years, that has been sort of one of my, you know, every fall, this is my time. It's my retreat time, or it's my, you know, time to go and experience that connection with other women and opportunities for learning through the workshops. And
yeah. So you bring up a really good point. I mean, mm-hmm. you went the first year with some friends of yours, mm-hmm. and that's something that we saw a lot too, is mm-hmm. people coming, you know, coming together in small groups or in larger groups. But there's also lots of opportunity for people who maybe haven't found that connection with other people yet.
Right.
And they want to come and experience it, but they don't have anyone to come with.
Exactly.
And you saw a lot of people there last year when I was there, mm-hmm. but I saw a lot of people really making, you know, deep connections and friendships mm-hmm. and things that were going to last well past the event.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And so grab some friends and come, or
exactly,
just come on your own.
Or come by yourself and make new friends. Exactly. One of the things that's really been really a powerful experience for me is that connection with other women. And through my role in taking on as becoming the coordinator of the conference, we really have sort of rebranded everything a little bit and looked at what are the most important parts of the conference, and created what we call the three pillars of the conference, or the three things that are most important. And one of those is that connection, and that is through our sisterhood, through women coming together. So the other two pillars of the conference are wisdom, which is part of what we gain by going to the workshops and learning and listening and learning to access our own intuition and our own awareness, and then also the healing opportunity. So did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Sisterhood, wisdom, and healing.
So tell us a little bit more about the healing aspect of it.
I think, you know, as a woman goes through, or any person goes through life, you know, we have set of experiences, you know, through our life, our childhood, our family history, our environment that we grow up in, the things we're exposed to. And so in order to become the best human that we can, it's a journey of healing. It's a journey of recovery from trauma. It's a journey of learning to be our best self. So that's where healing comes in. And so we have lots of different opportunities for that through the workshops on various topics related to healing, whether it's learning about a healing modality such as Reiki or different things like that, or essential oils and different things like that, or actually having an experience of that, which is something we have available in our vendor hall. We have several different people that will set up tables, and you can have a small sample of a different healing modality. So we're kind of excited about some different things we've got coming this year.
Oh, that's really exciting. So. Yeah. So give us an idea about what people would expect when they come. So mm-hmm. there's many mm-hmm. different things, and we're going to get into each of them kind of a little deeper
sure.
as we go along.
Sure.
But to start us off, when they come mm-hmm. in, mm-hmm. You need to pre-register, correct?
That's right. Well, you can. Or you can register that morning as well.
Okay.
So, and what a person can expect, basically, Friday night is going to be from 5:30 to 8:30, 3 hours of just time in the exhibitor hall, the Great Hall. And that can be, you know, talking with the vendors. It can be shopping. Some of the booths have things to sell, like jewelry and beautiful crystals and singing bowls and, you know, all that kind of lovely stuff. And then an opportunity, again, to meet the healers and the practitioners that are there. We also have people coming in that will do card readings and aura readings. We have somebody coming in that will do take your aura photograph, which is really fun. Yeah, if you've never had your aura picture taken, that's really an experience. And then she'll interpret that for you. And then the rest of the weekend, we have a full schedule of workshop time and vendor time and performances and opportunities for women to come together and meet each other and get to know each other.
You also have a keynote speaker.
We do.
And so who is your keynote speaker? And we're going to talk about her when we come back from the break.
Sure. Okay.
So what is the name of the keynote?
Her name is Reverend Judith Laxer, and she is the High Priestess of Gaia's Temple in Seattle, Washington. We are so blessed to have her. She's an amazing woman, and she is going to talk about Inanna's journey, which is the story of the goddess, the Sumerian goddess Inanna, and her descent into the underworld. And the topic is letting ourselves off the hook.
Oh, goodness. So we're going to talk more about that when we come back.
Sounds great.
For people who want to register for the event, you can visit womeninspirituality.org. You can also follow the event on facebook.com/womeninspirit. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Virginia and learn more about the keynote speaker and vendors who will be at the event. You're listening to Green Tea Conversations on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We'll be right back.
Get guaranteed appliance savings from Minnesota's own Warner Stallion. Here's our winning lineup. Warner Stallion sells more brands than anyone. Their specialists help you choose what's best for you. Easy and fun. And the savings, they're guaranteed. Then save more with Warner Stallion's trusted, fast free delivery, professional installation, and free haulaway. Join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners. Choose Warner Stallion to be your appliance specialist before September 11th for unbeatable appliance savings. Warner Stallion.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. This week, we're talking about enslaved humans, historical and present. I'll highlight Cujo Lewis, the second to last formerly enslaved human to die in the U.S. The big interview will be with Marshall Tanak, who's written about enslaved humans living in Minnesota. In my C block, I talk about learning the phrase enslaved human. Ellie 2.0 Radio, engaging and real on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about outdoor fires. Sitting around a fire is the oldest, most basic form of human activity.
What's new is in the way fire is burned. We can show you how to burn cleaner with a lot less smoke.
The radiant heat and light from an open fire is unmatched. It kindles our spirits and connects us to the outdoors. And now it's easier to experience and enjoy.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs wood and gas burning fire pits and fireplaces. Let us help you experience an outdoor fire without all the smoke.
Come see the many ways you can enjoy a fire outdoors.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil.
This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local AutoZone today.
Welcome back to Green Tea Conversations, where we delve into the pages of Natural Awakenings magazine and talk to the experts who share their expertise on natural health with you. I'm your host, Candy Broffel, and today we're talking with Virginia Cooper, the new coordinator of the Women in Spirituality Conference, which takes place September 20th through the 22nd, which is a Friday through Saturday in Rochester. Welcome back, Virginia. Glad you're with us.
Thanks, Candy. Nice to be here.
So just before the break, you were telling us about some of the things that we can expect for people who are going to attend the conference. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that that we were just talking about is you have a keynote speaker named Judith Laxer, who is the High Priestess of the Gaius Temple in Seattle, Washington. So I have to know, I'm always interested in, how do people find their keynote speakers? And what was it that attracted you to her? Did she come to you? Did you seek her out?
No, it was a really interesting thing. Last year, I had the opportunity to go to the Midwest Women's Herbal Conference in Allman, Wisconsin. It was a really great weekend at an outdoor camp in the middle of the woods. It was wonderful. It was all about plants and herbalism and herbal healing. And Judith was there, and I met her, and we just really connected. It was great. It turns out her birthday is the same as my sister's birthday. So it's just really funny when we met. It was just like we did that thing where you go, oh, I already know you. So, and then we started talking about the conference, and she let me know that she had gone to other conferences and done keynote speeches and other presentations. She is a ceremonialist. So in Washington at the Gaius Temple, she leads ceremonies for the full moon, for the cross-quarter days and the equinoxes, the solstices. She also officiates weddings and other ceremonies. So she's just a fascinating person. So
for people who are unfamiliar with ceremonies such as that, give us a little idea of what, you know, the importance of those types of ceremonies.
Sure, sure. And that's a great question, too, because for our conference, we are going to have some type of a ceremony every day. And when you create a ceremony, it is sort of a macrocosm, microcosm thing. You are acknowledging the power of the universe. You are acknowledging your connection with the divine source of life in the universe. And you are, depending on what ceremony, you know, what it exactly you're doing, but you are creating in a smaller action a ritualistic movement or a activity that reflects your relationship with the greater cosmos. So we will have a small ceremony on Friday night that basically the intention of that is to bless the space. And then we will have a larger ceremony Saturday morning, our opening celebration, and then also a closing ceremony at the end on Sunday night. So, and Judith is going to take part in leading the ceremony Saturday morning with Shauna Ora Knight. She's a really fascinating person also. And then Judith is going to lead the closing ceremony Sunday evening. So
so tell us about, you said Judith is going to do a keynote called Letting Yourself Off the Hook.
Right, yep.
And there is some really interesting, almost symbolism about that. So can you share with us what that
means? And the myth of Inanna is she was a Sumerian goddess, and her story is very rich and full of mythical symbolism. And when we talk about goddesses, you know, people always ask, well, who is the goddess? What is the goddess? What is a goddess? And there's a lot of different philosophies and ideas about that, whether these were women that actually lived and they were so great and they're powerful that their stories now have become part of our history, our myth, or are they simply archetypal parts of our psyche? Where this is like everybody has a leadership archetype. Everybody has a mother archetype or a nurturing aspect to their personality. So in this case, I think we're talking about a little of all of those things. Inanna was an earth mother goddess to the Sumerian people, but also a voice of leadership and power, personal power. And in her story, there's lots of stories about her, but in this particular story, she goes to visit her sister, Eriskigal, in the underworld. So this is now we've got this sort of light and dark motif. The sister of the upper world, Inanna, you know, in the sun and the light in the day, and she's going to the underworld to visit her sister, who represents both the hidden part of life, the mystery, or that which is hidden in darkness. It doesn't, not necessarily good, evil, but light and dark in terms of night, day, you know, the full moon versus the new moon. So anyway, during her descent, she ritualistically gives up everything. She sheds her clothes. She sheds her makeup. She sheds her tools. She gives rid of all of the trappings of her life and her personal and her power, I guess, as a leader. And she visits her sister. And then her sister, and this part I'm really anxious to hear Reverend Judith's interpretation of the tale, because in the story, her sister condemns her to death and hangs her on a hook. Okay, so she is completely liberated even of her human form, okay? And so then the process is then how she calls for help, and she had actually, being the clever goddess that she was, set up some things before she even went into the underworld, knowing it was a dangerous journey for, hey, if I don't come back in a couple days, come and get me. She was very smart. So anyway, she is both liberated and then rescued from the underworld, and then regains a newfound power and strength due to her journey. So in the same way that we, as women going through life, we have to let go of all those trappings in order to find our pure essential self. So the story is really interesting, because we've got the conflict between, you know, the sisters, and then she's going to talk about, Judith is going to talk about the ways we let ourselves off the hook, and how we have all these trappings, which include, you know, poor self-esteem or guilt or, you know, these
high expectations that we...
Exactly.
We put on ourselves or put on others.
Exactly. And all of those voices that sabotage ourselves. And then how do we move through that to find our best self?
Oh, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
So for people who want to learn more and to register for the event, mm-hmm. they can visit womeninspirituality.org. You can also follow the event on facebook.com/womeninspirit. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with Virginia about the Women in Spirituality Conference and what people can expect as they attend. To read the online version of Natural Awakenings magazine, visit naturaltwincities.com. You can find a podcast of this show on am950radio.com, on Apple or Google Podcasts, and anywhere you get your podcasts. You're listening to Green Tea Conversations on AM950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, and we will be right back.
Chances are, after spring cleaning, you missed a spot. A couple really big spots, like your roof and siding. Run your fingers across your siding. You'll likely get a gross residue. And your roof probably has some black streaks, too. Your roof and siding aren't always easy to clean, but they're definitely the most visible parts of your home that give it its curb appeal. So let Blue Sky Services clean your roof and siding. Blue Sky's safe soft wash method won't cause any damages and will make your home look like new. Right now, Blue Sky Services is running their summer special where you can get your whole house, roof, and siding cleaned starting at only $447. That's the most viewed parts of your home cleaned for only $447. Then mention AM950 when you call Blue Sky Services to get an additional $50 off. So get the curb appeal back on your home and call Blue Sky Services at 952-467-2447. That's 952-467-2447.
In today's challenging world, many of us are asking, but what can I do? I'm Gail Shore with Cultural Jambalaya, and I asked the same question, so I formed a small nonprofit to try to make a difference. We create educational videos featuring my global photography and cultural experiences that we offer to teachers without charge to broaden worldviews of their students. These videos help to break down cultural barriers and promote understanding and respect for all people. That's what we do. We also know that there are many others doing great work, and we recognize them at our annual Diversity Awards. This year, we'll celebrate students from Stillwater, Asian American leaders, and educators from South St. Paul and Rochester. The Cultural Jambalaya Diversity Awards will take place Thursday, October 3rd at the Metropolitan in Golden Valley.
And while tickets for the Cultural Jambalaya are now sold out, you can still follow along what's happening by going to their social media accounts. Just search Cultural Jambalaya or visit their website at culturaljam.org. That's culturaljam.org.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today we got showers with a high near 59. Tonight's mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow there's a chance of storms with a high near 69. Tuesday mostly sunny with a high near 78. And Wednesday mostly cloudy with a high near 73. Break away from the ordinary and find a list of one-of-a-kind local restaurants at eatlocalminnesota.com. Great spots for date nights, evenings with friends, or business occasions. These restaurants offer some of the best cuisine the Twin Cities has to offer. Find the list at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Welcome back to Green Tea Conversations, where we delve into the pages of Natural Awakenings magazine and talk to the experts who share their expertise on natural health with you. I'm your host, Candy Broffel, and today we're talking with Virginia Cooper, the new coordinator of the Women in Spirituality Conference, which takes place September 20th through the 22nd in Rochester. So, Virginia, prior to the last break here, you were telling us about your keynote speaker, which sounds amazing. And one of the things that I wanted to find out, so the conference has been around for 38 years, since 1981. And I can only imagine that there have been numerous kind of iterations of the conference over the last 38 years. So tell us, you said the first time you attended was in 1986. And then have you pretty much attended almost every year since?
No, I would love to say that I have, but I have not.
I was going to say, wow, that's impressive.
Right. No, it's ebbed and flowed, I think, depending on, you know, I mean, life happens and sometimes, you know, we're able to go and sometimes not, but.
And so when you attended in 1986, so it was in Mankato.
Yes, it was. Yep. And like I said earlier, it was started by some local women there who coordinated with their church group and with the Mankato State University Women's Studies Department. So the first 35 years, the conference was held at the Mankato State University. And so it's been an interesting journey how the conference has changed through the years. For the first 35 years, it was in Mankato and always at the university. And because the Women's Studies Department had access to many, many rooms, so having classroom space for workshops was never an issue. So they had lots and lots of opportunities for anyone who wanted to present a workshop could just submit a proposal. And honestly, through the years, I am not sure they ever turned anybody away who wanted to present a workshop, which was really fun and led to all kinds of really great great different opportunities. And really also was a great way for women who were becoming leaders in their field who wanted to teach and share about things that they knew. Here was a great format for them and a great venue for them to be able to do that, to have, you know, to put your workshop out there and see who showed up and then share. I taught several workshops myself through the years, and it was just always really exciting every year. It's like, okay, what am I going to teach about this year? So it was really fun. So now what happened basically is that the women who started it after 35 years basically said, you know what, we're tired. We need to retire.
Oh my goodness, after 31 years,
right.
Yes.
Because it is, you know, there are a lot of details to manage, you know, putting something like this on. So they went looking for someone or another group to take it on in Mankato and didn't find anyone. Well, somebody said, hey, you know, there's this woman in Rochester. Her name is Terry Allred. And they said, Terry produces other conferences and she knows how to do this. So let's ask her. So Terry said, yes, she was super excited, brought a great, great deal of energy and enthusiasm into helping the conference move from that Mankato State University into the Mayo Civic Center, where it has been for the last 3 years, and that's where we'll be again this year. And I helped Terry. I was living in Rochester and had heard from her that the Mankato group was moving the conference and that it was going to be its last year in Mankato. And I said, well, my goodness, I got to help. You have to let me help. You have to let me. Please, 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 can I help you?
And so, she said, oh, I'm sorry, we're not taking volunteers. Please help.
So for 2017 and 18, I helped her and then took on more leadership with the role. And she decided, because of her other conferences and her full-time job, it was a lot. So, yeah, so then I moved more into the
coordinator position.
Coordinator, the number one go-to person. So,
well, congratulations.
Yeah,
it is a big undertaking, but it's also, I'm sure, just bringing you
Yeah, and I've got an amazing group of women that have all stepped up to help out. And, yeah, we have a lot of volunteers. And, yeah, it's not a one-woman show, trust me. It's a big group effort.
So the one thing that I noticed as I was looking at your website is, mm-hmm. I don't think I saw this before, the Young Goddesses.
Mm-hmm. That is a new program. We're really excited about that.
So this is something you brought in as a new coordinator.
Well, yeah, I guess so, yeah. And it came about just because we saw the need. I actually had a mother come to me and say, you know, hey, how about this? Can we do something just for the girls and the young women? Wow. Of course we can. It's just the greatest idea ever. And then we also already had on session one, we are going to have a workshop entitled Gratitude Ritual for Women and Girls. And so that seemed like the perfect, it's like the seeds have already been planted with that workshop, and then now having more women coming in saying, let's do something with the girls. So
tell us about it. What is the premise of the Young Goddesses?
Well, basically, we want to give all of the younger women and girls several opportunities to come together to create their own sisterhood. We're getting them organized, but then, you know, creating some structure for them. We have a special tent that they'll have. Think the Red Tent book, you know, sort of, or the Moon Lodge. This is their area where they can come back together in between the workshops. We've got several different structured projects for them to do, art projects. And then we're just going to kind of try to be as involved as we need to, but also kind of stand back and stay back and
let them take on some of the leadership roles.
Exactly, exactly. We've named the program, I think it's Sisterhood of the Young Goddesses or something like that, but we're also going to give them the first day an opportunity to think of their own name and then create a sign for their area that's going to be reflective of their group.
Oh, that's really neat.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And so this is for girls ages what?
Well, we started out saying girls 14 to 21, but I've already had one mom with a daughter who's 11 say, well, what about my girl? So I think anytime you try to make a boundary or a real rule, we're just going to be fluid. We're going to be flexible. And,
good.
You know, we may break out into two smaller groups, older girls, younger girls, depending on how many show up. My vision for this is that as the conference progresses through the next, you know, several years, that these girls begin to formulate friendships and connections, that they'll look forward to seeing each other and create their own journey through the conference.
Yeah, almost create their own or coordinate their own mini conference within the conference would be really cool.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, and you also have, you have some other activities that were taking place in the last few years mm-hmm. that I know of, and probably for many years, but mm-hmm. One of the things is called the Makers Space.
Right.
What
yes.
is the Makers Space?
That was started by Tiki Garcia in 2017, and it's basically, it's an opportunity for women while you're in the conference because, well, just to back up a little bit, when you are there, it is such a heightened, intense, exciting environment. And you go into these workshops and a lot of them have guided meditations, guided imagery. So you're really having a transformational experience. And it can be very ungrounding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the art projects are a way of sort of getting your hands on some raw materials and getting your focus on creating something. And also sometimes, you know, that's a nice memento of the conference as well.
Well, and creativity is the highest level of energy that, mm-hmm. that we can work with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in that heightened level anyway, to be able to just really focus and create something while you're there is really an interesting concept.
Exactly.
And so you have that, people can come and go as much as they like.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of the conference fee? Is there a different fee for that?
No, it's all included. The fee for registration for the entire weekend is only $38.
Oh, my goodness. So $38 gets you in Friday night, yep. Saturday, and all day Sunday.
Correct. If people just want to come Friday night, that is free and open to the public. We aren't going to have any breakout workshops or anything, but we, like I say, we'll have the vendor hall open. We'll have some musical performances. We'll have a small ceremony to bless the space. That's free. And then $38 covers all the workshops throughout the weekend. We do also have two. I want to mention Lilac Wellness Suite. Lilac Wellness is a massage business that is in Rochester, and Tina Petraski is the owner, and she sets up basically a entire suite downstairs with I think she's going to have five different vendors, or not vendors, but therapists. Yes,
mm-hmm.
she's going to have massage, Reiki healing. She's got somebody doing cranial sacral. She's also going to have CBD infused massage available, which is new this year, and also a salt cave.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
A salt cave.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty exciting. So that's an option. And that the fees for that are all separate. And you know, you go down there and you pay down there when you
And basically there. I had the opportunity to take part in that last year,
uh-huh.
I'm happy to say.
Uh-huh.
But basically she sets up a whole spa.
She
in
does.
A room in the lower in a larger room in the lower part of the conference center.
Yep.
And it's like walking into a regular spa and being able to take part. So it is, it's
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah, it is.
And then you can do as many different types of body work that you want to have done.
Exactly. Well, and basically that's the whole premise of the conference. People ask all the time, well, do I sign up for workshops in advance? And no, basically we give you the program and you can self-direct your whole weekend. Some years that I've gone to the conference, we have got four different breakout times for workshops. And sometimes it's just too overwhelming. Sometimes I only can do three. And then maybe that fourth session, I go get a massage.
Yes. So, or sit down with other people and just, I noticed that there were lots of people congregating around different parts of the conference center.
Yep.
So small groups of women who were just taking time to get to know each other, to really have some conversation around what they're learning during the weekend.
Yep, and exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
So the Wellness Center is a separate thing. There are some separate fees to that, but that's taken care of with them.
Right, at the time of your service.
Great. Yeah. So to learn more and to register for the event, visit womeninspirituality.org. You can also follow the event on facebook.com/womeninspirit. When we come back, we're going to finish up talking with Virginia about the conference and learn about some of the exhibitors that will be there and the workshops that will be offered. To read the online version of Natural Awakenings magazine, visit naturaltwincities.com. You can find a podcast of this show on am950radio.com, on Apple and Google Podcasts, and anywhere you get your podcasts. You're listening to Green Tea Conversations on am950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We will be right back.
Most of us try to be careful about how we eat and the safety of our food. At Total Dog Company, we believe in giving our dogs nutritious, safe food, too. We offer a variety of kibble, canned and frozen and dehydrated raw foods. We study ingredient lists of every food we sell. We don't sell products that are primarily vegetable protein or that contain generic proteins, byproducts, fillers, or artificial preservatives. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
On September 28th, the University of Minnesota Center for Spirituality and Healing is offering a half-day mindfulness meditation retreat, which is open to those who have never practiced mindfulness and those who are daily practitioners. The mindfulness meditation retreat invites you to intentionally step away from daily routines and the busyness of everyday life for the purpose of renewal. Enjoy guided instruction from a skilled mindfulness teacher, sitting meditation, and gentle mindful movement. Space is limited. Register now at csh.umn.edu.
Our climate is in crisis, and it's time we talk about what we can do for our future. So let's talk about solutions at the 55th Annual Nobel Conference, Climate Change, Facing Our Future. It takes place September 24th and 25th at Gustavus Adolphus College. Seven leading thinkers address climate change, inviting you to consider what tools are available, what research efforts do we require, and what kind of people do we need to be to conceptualize and address global climate challenges. You are invited to consider how the changes to the Earth's climate system are vast, without precedent, and of such magnitude and scale as to potentially alter life itself. There will be over 4,000 people on campus for the Nobel Conference discussing these issues. You're invited to attend one or both days to experience the presentations and Q&A. There's even a live stream you can watch. So let's talk about causes and consequences of climate change and our responses to the challenges it presents to us as individuals and as a society at the Nobel Conference. Again, it takes place September 24th and 25th at Gustavus Adolphus College. Full schedule and tickets at gustavus.edu/Nobel Conference.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at victors1959cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
Welcome back to Green Tea Conversations, where we delve into the pages of Natural Awakenings magazine and talk to the professionals who share their expertise on natural health with you. I'm your host, Candy Broffel, and today I'm talking to Virginia Cooper, the new coordinator of the Women in Spirituality Conference, which takes place September 20th through the 22nd in Rochester. So just prior to the break, Virginia, we were talking about some of the different opportunities that people have mm-hmm. and some of the things that are new this year. Mm-hmm. During the weekend, there's many different workshops mm-hmm. and exhibitors.
Right.
So give us an idea of some of the workshop topics mm-hmm. that sure. People can expect to take part in.
Sure. So basically, Saturday afternoon, there are two different breakout session times. They start in the afternoon after lunch, which, by the way, we do have a catered lunch available. If people would like to take part in that, they do need to sign up for the lunch by September 12th, which is coming up fast. Otherwise, we will have concessions, so we will have food available. Session one.
Actually, before we get into that, yes. Let me just ask you, what time do you start on Saturday?
Saturday morning, the hall opens at 8 a.m.
And then your keynote speaker
is? The keynote, everything starts at 9:30. So from 8 a.m. to 9:30 is registration and networking and
Visiting the vendors,
checking in, exactly. Then at 9:30, we'll have the opening celebration. We'll have a few announcements. And then the keynote speech starts at 10. So that wraps up around 11. Then we have lunch. Then after lunch, we'll have, and in the afternoon, we'll have two different workshop session times with an hour break in between. And so every workshop session, there's 11 different options.
Oh my goodness.
I know, it's amazing. But like I say, we're working from the model
of... How do you choose?
Well, that is really difficult. But like I say, we're working from the model of the conference when it was in Mankato. They had lots and lots of options because they had lots and lots of rooms.
Right.
So we're kind of working from that. So we have all kinds of different things. A lot of people talking about goddess mythology. We have a workshop on gender topics, gender beyond the binary. That's a real hot topic for a lot of people now. We're sort of bending the rules on gender and things right now. We've got somebody teaching about past lives and dreams. We've got all kinds of different topics. Different types of religion and spirituality. Gina Miranda's going to talk about Mayan spirituality. She's a gifted healer who's got a lineage from the Mayan tradition that's going to share about that. Hypnosis and masculine and feminine energy balance. It's really interesting. What we've also tried to do every session is have some sort of a movement. So we've got moving meditation, we've got Tai Chi, we've got yoga. Mm. So we're trying to give an option every single workshop session if people want to do something that's more physical versus some of the workshops are definitely discussion where it's, you know, in an audience style where someone's going to present information versus some of them are more maybe some information and then most of the time is spent in guided meditation and different things like that. So
very interesting.
Yes.
So people can go to the website and they can learn all of the workshops are on the website.
Yes. On the website, you'll find a description of each workshop, a little biography about the presenter and, you know, why are they the best person to teach on this topic? What's their credentials?
One of the things I tried to do when I went there is to look ahead of time and then decide which ones I was going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to narrow it down to maybe three or four of each section. And then I sometimes didn't even go to one of those. I would find something else as I was there.
That's the funny thing. I've tried to do that before in the past, and it always backfires. You say, session one, I'm going to do this, and session two, I'm going to do that. And then sometimes you head for the door, and then all of a sudden, it's just like your intuition grabs a hold of you and says, no,
go this way.
And yeah, exactly. So, and some of the workshops are very popular and do fill up fast. So if there is something you really, really want to attend, you do want to make sure you get to the room early, because some of them do have a seating limit.
And so that's a great idea.
They're full.
Yes. So you also have some sponsorship opportunities that are available.
We do. We do. Yes. One of the really exciting things that we're doing this year is we have a sponsorship opportunity for people that want to support a nonprofit or a low-income vendor, people that maybe can't afford the fee to vend but have something to offer. So that's been a really great opportunity. We have several nonprofits already in our vendor hall. Now the National Organization for Women is there. We have a center for, I'll have to look up what they're called.
Nonprofits that are.
Yes.
So how much does the sponsorships cost? I mean, if I wanted to do a sponsorship, what is the coming in rate, I guess?
Well, there are several different levels of sponsorship. The base one is $275 to cover a vendor.
That's very reasonable.
For their booth. That's our empowering leader. And then we have several other levels. At the compassionate giver level, that's $500. You also get an exhibitor table in the vendor hall. And then, of course, we put your logo on the program and we talk about you in all of our announcements, and we put your information on our website and promote things. You can also add promotional material into our bags that we give out at the registration time.
So if someone has a business that maybe it isn't the best fit for to come, or that they don't have the opportunity to come and exhibit, they can still sponsor the event and be able to really take part, show that they want to really support the Women in Spirituality conference.
Well, and I think too, when you support the conference, it shows that your business and has sort of an alignment with our mission, that we're all on the same page, that we support women. We support women healing, finding empowerment, working on their own best self, and ultimately becoming leaders in the community.
And isn't that what we should all be doing?
It
now,
is.
I also understand, and we don't have time to get into it too much, but you do have a few spots left for your exhibitors. So if somebody has a business that this would be a good fit for, they can go to the website and find out how they can exhibit at the event.
Yep, if they want to have a table themselves, whether they're a practitioner or they are selling things, or they simply want to support
the conference itself.
The conference, exactly.
So to learn more and to register for the event, visit womeninspirituality.org. Thank you for joining our conversation today. Thank you for being with us, Virginia. It's been an honor having you in the studio. And to read the online edition of Natural Awakenings magazine or to check out our complete online calendar of events, visit naturaltwincities.com. You can find a podcast of this show on am950radio.com or Apple and Google Podcasts. Thank you for joining our conversation today as we awaken to natural health. You've been listening to Green Tea Conversations, and I'm wishing for you a lovely day. Lovely day, lovely day, lovely day.